35-21, Eastern leads it here at the half. Both teams made their way back on the field. Collins will receive the second half kickoff. And would you say, coming in down two scores, the way things is this a must score for Collins here?
Nah, I wouldn't say a must score, but it's it would help a lot. I mean, you still a long time to play, and Collins, has a little bit more potent offense than they had last year. But the trouble is right now, well, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, you say the defense is having trouble stopping Eastern, but, they've been putting some short fields and some huge, one defensive touchdown. So I wouldn't say must score, but I would say it would help a whole lot.
Definitely a lot of short fields. I mean, usually you see a team that scored 35 points, you've lit up the scoreboard. Really, 180 yards of offense is not a ton.
Yeah. Of course, we had an onside kick that was failed, and then we had a couple turnovers.
You got an interception return for a touchdown.
So. But game's not over, Collins. I'm sure Coach Lucas and Coach May and the guys have made a lot of adjustments at halftime. We'll see if they work. That's keen insight right there.
It's Corn's comments brought
Corn's
to you
comments.
By Ann Carroll.
Or Kenny.
Or Kenny. Whoever Kenny
whoever
is.
Kenny is. I think Bake just made up a character from Major League.
Thiago Ramirez set to kick it all back deep. Maggard, Tool, and Hawk. Going to be taken by Tool back inside his 10. On the move, circling the middle of the field. Still on the move, breaks three. One man to beat at midfield, and he'll be tackled there, but a big return.
That guy threw another fly. I'm telling you, that guy has thrown a million flags.
Big return from Sakari Tool, but this guy's definitely leading. He got good air on that one, too.
I'm lying about this guy throwing a bunch of flags. And he's not, near the play, either. I don't know if that was another face mask or what. They call it face. It must be blocking the back. They're looking at Eastern.
I'm not sure the official knows yet that there's a flag on the play.
He threw one. That thing looked like one of the little missile things you throw.
It's going to be against Eastern because they're marking in their direction. I guess it had to be a face mask.
I guess guy, I'm going to call it a 5-yard penalty.
So
I know why guy.
He's got that flag tucked deep.
Well, he had to make an adjustment up here, remember?
He sure did.
I've seen Jerry Lawler go deeper and get a chain out of his pants.
A white powder. First and 10 from the Eastern 43. Turns. He'll hand in the backfield to Harrod. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. That'll be no gain on first down. Sam's got a helmet issue. He's going to come off. Leland Carwell going to check in. Be second and 10. Ball still at the 43-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter of play. Eastern leads it 35-21.
Might try to see a little bit of a Tool running the football. He looked good on that. I know he had a good year last year. He's only a freshman.
I thought Jaden Wilson looked good last week running the ball as well, just a freshman. Lucas takes a snap, dropping straight back. Looking deep down the right sideline, looking for Maggard, and going to be picked off down at the 10-yard line. Langston Webb this time just laid back, and went up at its peak and intercepted it.
Just a good play there by the defensive back. JR, I guess you could say, underthrew it a little bit. It really wasn't open.
Just wasn't open, you're right.
For some reason, they switched Maggard to the other side of the field.
So momentum will put him down at the 8-yard line, but Collins with their fourth turnover.
This is where,
of the game.
You count a lot on your defense to lead you earlier in the year. This is a big chance for the defense to get the momentum going back here Collins' way.
So Eastern will have it first and 10 from their own 8-yard line. Four receivers set. Brooks in the backfield here with Berger. He'll turn. He'll hand to Brooks, and he is knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Leland Carwell
along with Zach Smith also there on that play. Going to mark him up to the 9, so give him a gain of 1, 2nd and 9.
One thing they're doing with Zach Stucker a lot, he's playing outside linebacker, but he's coming. He's a lot of times for the ball snap, he's going over between the tackles. And kind of, blitzing up through the middle.
Same formation here for Eastern. Berger. Quick throw to the outside, and Stucker and White get their feet tangled up. Incomplete. They'll bring up 3rd and 9. Big third down play for the Collins defense. A chance to pin Eastern back here and get good field position. Collins trying to battle out of this 2-touchdown hole. 3rd and 9. Ball at the 9-yard line. Easton will stay pretty much same formation we've seen throughout the game. Two receivers each side. One back in the backfield here with Berger. Trying to get him to jump. Collins takes this one, doesn't do it. Berger throws it across the middle of the field, incomplete.
Sam kind of going for the hit there. Almost like he could have went for the ball, but good defensive stand there by the Titans.
One play they've kind of hurt Collins on is that just that little quick slant to the inside. Like you said, Sam Harrod broke on that to really deliver the hit. Got nobody covering this outside guy. Now Sam Harrod going to make an adjustment to cover him. Third and nine, or fourth and nine. Eastern punting away. Punter back in the middle of the end zone. Snap is back, and he'll get it off. And will hit out of bounds up at about the 43-yard line of Eastern. He'll say actually went out of bounds at the 41, so Collins, no damage done on that last turnover, and will pretty much take over possession just where they left off. 10-26 to go here in the third quarter of play. Eastern leads it 35-21. Collins first and 10 from the Eastern 41. Lucas, five wide set, all on the shotgun. Snaps back, screen pass to Harrod, and it's off target, just too low for Sam to get to.
JR kind of rushed his stuff there because you want the rush to come. You're inviting them that thought he kind of didn't have his feet set on that throw and threw it kind of low and behind Sam.
Collins will go the same personnel group, except this time they're going to move Harrod back into the backfield. Three receivers to the wide side of the field. Magger, the lone receiver, to the right side, which is the short side. J.R. takes it and rolling to his left. Sets his feet, throws it, got Siler wide open, and the ball's underthrown, incomplete. No one within 10 yards of Siler down at the 30-yard line.
That's where J.R. got put a little bit more air on that ball, tried to get it over that linebacker who had dropped. But Siler, like you mentioned, was wide open.
Pretty much, I'd say Collins, barring a huge loss, probably in two-down territory here at the 41-yard line. They definitely got to make those plays if they're going to move offensively. Siler wide open on their last play.
It'll be interesting to see if they don't gain any yards here, what they will do. They could punt it, but
we both know that's not going to happen. So, shotgun formation, two receivers each side of the formation. Harrod in the backfield with Lucas. JR rolls to his left, sets his feet. Same pass play, and this one underthrown well, too. Also, probably 5 or 6 yards underthrown. And Maggard looks to be having some cramp. One problem, Scott JR, when you're rolling out, he's rolling out probably almost 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage rather than getting his. That's a long throw he's trying to make for about a 10-yard gain. It's about a 30-yard pass. So Collins is going to go for it. So on three straight incompletions, they'll go empty backfield here. Eastern daring them to beat them over the top. Everybody within the line of scrimmage. JR looks, and will throw it and be picked off again. It's returned down the right sideline. He's got room to run and will be finally dragged down at the 35-yard line by Jacob Dale. Overthrew Hawk over his head and intercepted. Fourth interception tonight for Lucas. After a promising start from the Collins offense, they've struggled quite a bit since the early going. 9:57, a lot of football here to go. But Eastern with good field position to start this drive. First and 10 from the Collins 35-yard line.
Needless to say, it might be a must stop here. You asked me earlier whether it was a must score. Need a big turnover, some kind of momentum play.
Berger in the shotgun. Zucker shows blitz, and he'll come right up the middle. Throwing deep down the left sideline. Got a man open down to the 10, just overthrew him through the outstretched arms. Had beaten Phillips on the outside. Tyler Fox is... Collins brought pretty much a wholesale blitz there, leaving single coverage on the outside, and just had Phillips beat by about 3 or 4 yards, just overthrown.
I know Jacob sometimes has a tendency to kind of sneak a look in the backfield. I think the guy kind of snuck a look there, and the guy went right by him. So,
same formation for Eastern, two receivers each side. Brooks in the backfield with Berger. Berger drops back. Throws it down the right sideline over the head of White, incomplete.
So both quarterbacks, after huge success in the first half, have not found things so good so far in the second half. Lucas has thrown two interceptions for Collins here in the first 2 minutes. It's hard to believe they only played 2 minutes and 13 seconds of the quarter. And Berger yet to complete a pass either. Third and 10, Eagles from the 35-yard line of Collins. Berger takes a snap, dropping straight back, being pressured by Leland Carwell. Gets it out in the flat. And nice tackle on the outside. I think it's Zach Smith. Goes for maybe a one-yard gain. Had one-on-one coverage out there with Johnson.
Collins with a man down, it looks like. Can't see who it is.
And they will go for a one-yard gain. Ball marked at the 34-yard line. Well, fourth and nine. And I think it's I can't make a number. I can't tell who that is. Down on the far numbers. He's now up.
Bryant. No.
So fourth and nine here for Eastern, Scott. Big play here. Big play both sides. If Eastern can convert, a three-touchdown score at this point, maybe too much to overcome.
That's Sam.
Sam Harrod.
Yeah, it does.
And yet Collins, and, you know, if they're able to, defense able to keep their offense in it, if you can score.
You're only down seven.
Right. So big play here coming up. So we mentioned Sam Harrod playing middle linebacker tonight. Nick Eats out of tonight's game.
There's a lot of people moved.
So we'll see. I switched a lot of people around tonight.
Yeah, got Casey Warner's playing safety.
Looks like they got Pookie Murphy in, going to play middle linebacker.
I think Adam Wilson. Is that his name, Adam Wilson?
Yeah.
Came in at safety spot.
All right, fourth and nine. Berger in the shotgun. Here he comes. Being pressured by Cardwell, and ball's knocked up in the air and will be picked off. I think it's Isaiah White who ended up, I believe, Scott,
I don't know
who got the
up,
deflection.
Did he end up catching it? I think he did. I've seen him tip it up in the air. I think you're right.
Good pressure by Leland Carwell to force him outside the pocket. And ball knocked on the air, and Isaiah White picks it up, returns it to the 42-yard line, and Collins will have, hard to believe, we're not 3 minutes into the quarter, and this is our third possession of the quarter. So 35-21. Eastern continues to lead. The defense has definitely lived up to their part here in the third quarter. The offense has turned it over on both of their possessions. Leland Carwell in the backfield here with Lucas, and we're going to have a delay of game, I believe. And offensively, Collins really kind of not gotten any,
looked like there wasn't any
rhythm at all here.
There wasn't any kind of sense of urgency on that. I don't know what. It took a long time to get the play in or what it was, but.
So with a team that is struggling to go forward, takes a five-yard penalty to start this one.
There might have been one short. I don't know what the deal is. Because Dalton ran on. I never seen anybody run off.
I think Magger was cramping up on that last possession. First and 15, turns. Takes a handoff. Quarterback run around the left side. JR cuts it back in the middle of the field. Ball's on the ground. He fumbled it. And we'll see who recovered.
Titan.
Collins got it back. I think it may have been Seth Staples. We got an Eastern player down. That'll go for a gain of 7, maybe 8 yards. But
nice block there by Colton. Kind of lead the way.
Yeah. JR did a good job cutting that ball back inside. Just know when you cut it inside,
you got to protect the football.
Kind of think you're going to see out of a young quarterback. He threw for over 200 yards in the first half. Has thrown two touchdown scores tonight, but has thrown four interceptions as well. Just fumbled that one. Got lucky to get it back.
Yeah, I mean, ball security is something, young players struggle with, and tonight you can definitely say JR has struggled with ball security. It's number 69 for Eastern, walking off the field.
That same guy was hurt earlier.
He's cramping.
Brandon Lusco.
I think Collins has kind of settled in defensively here a little bit. You think they could get a score, cut this thing to seven. And like you said, still plenty of time left.
9:02 to go in the third quarter of play, 35-21 Eastern. Collins, second and eight. Ball marked just short of midfield at the 49-yard line. Collins in a four-receiver set. Maggard, the lone receiver on the wide side to his left. Quick pass out to the right side.
and going to go for a loss as they mishandled the mishandled the catch. I think that was Hawk. Is that right, Scott?
I believe it was.
Hawk was trying to get his eyes upfield, didn't secure the catch. That'll go for a 3-yard loss. It'll be 3rd and 10, ball at the 42-yard line. 4-receiver set again. This time 2 receivers each side. Cardwell in the backfield here with Lucas. JR going to roll to his left. Still rolling. He's now going to step up, trying to get Maher. Had a penalty. Should have been, and it is a flag coming in as the defensive back 14, Phillip Ellis, grabbed Maggard by the jersey.
It's dove season, and JR threw that like a dove. That thing got slipped out of his hand. Had him kind of do a little up and out, or down and what do you call it? Not up and out, ain't right.
Out and up?
Yeah. I think that's what he, isn't that what it was?
Kind of good. So this is going to go defensive holding, which will be an automatic first down.
When you get 50, man, you start losing power.
You add turning 50 plus 20 wings.
Yeah.
Equals trouble.
For you.
Yeah, for me especially. The bad news, I thought it was going to be trouble tonight, but then we go to the UK game tomorrow. That'd be even worse.
Yeah, I have a good night's sleep in me then, though.
Yeah, so I'm afraid of stopped at the 46-yard line, so that'll go for a gain of 2.
The Collins really missing Roseberry tonight, though. Those quick hitters that he likes, you know, go up the middle, then cut it to the outside. It's just not there tonight.
No 2nd and 8.
I'm like you. I wouldn't mind seeing Connor White get a few more touches here.
Pistol formation. This time, Leland Carwell on the back of that. Pistol formation. Lucas turns. He'll fake a handoff. Looking to throw. Now he's going to step up and be sacked behind the line back near midfield.
And Connor White kind of streaking down the field. Just didn't have no time to get to him.
Collins going to be forced with another 3rd and long. That'll be 3rd and 11. All marked at the 49-yard line of Eastern. 6.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Collins still trails here 35-21. Lucas once again in the shotgun, 4-receiver set. And have another delay of game penalty. And that'll back him up, make him a 3rd and 16. Honestly, JR looks a little frustrated out on the field. Scott, just looking at some of his body language.
Yeah, he was really frustrated on that first delay of game. But they just got to get the play in. You know, that's not really on him.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He snaps it. I mean,
so 3rd and 16. Ball back now at the Collins 46-yard line. JR takes a snap. Looking down the sideline and trying to hit Harrod on a little wheel route. Incomplete. And Collins will be forced to punt this one away. Bruner back to punt it away. Sugar Ray White's back deep for the Eagles. Adam Wilson late running on the field. Punts it away. Or Bruner gets it. Punts it away. Spiraling punt will hit at the 20. Bounce forward and taken by White. And he'll go down to one knee at the 13-yard line.
Nice play there. Not to let the ball bounce again. Go by him.
So we'll see if the defense can get the ball back to the offense here again. They've given them good field position. They've had really good field position 3 times.
Two times.
Inside Eastern territory. The last time they started just about at the 40-yard line. So
just haven't been sharp ever since the beginning. I mean, you know, a lot of delay of game, you know, penalties, turnovers, just really hadn't been sharp. And that coming off last week where I thought they were as sharp as I've seen them in probably about a year.
No, really. 5:48 to go in the third quarter. No score yet in the second half. Eastern still continues to lead, 35-21. Berger shotgun formation. This time they've got 3 receivers split to the wide side of the field. Berger hands off in the middle to Brooks. Breaks a tackle up over the 20, up to the 21-yard line. Had him stuffed for pretty much no gain, but as you mentioned, kind of been a problem all game. It's wrap it up and get him to the ground.
And Brooks keeps his legs going and just kept, like you said, Collins didn't get him down to the ground. It hit him early. It hit him right about the line of scrimmage, as you mentioned.
2nd and 2 from the 21-yard line. White's in motion from right to left. He'll turn. He'll hand to Brooks, and Brooks spins. He's got the first down over the 25 to the 27-yard line, tackled by Zach Stucker.
Dustin Hinkwin playing guard or
defense tackle. 1st and 10 Eagles. Ball at the 27-yard line of Collins. Berger hands it again, trying to get to the outside, cuts it back up over the 30-yard line, maybe the 31, does Brooks.
Zach Stucker in on the tackle again. Always seems to be around the football.
Gain of four on that last play. It'll be second and six at the 31. Turns. He'll hand to White on a jet sweep going around the left side, trying to get to the end. And he'll cut up as the first down, unless he stepped out of bounds, up close to the 40-yard line. They'll mark him out just short of the 40 to the 39-yard line. First time tonight, Eastern trying to establish the run game. Five straight runs for Eastern. Clock continues to roll. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. And Fager hands it off to Williams. He's caught in the backfield by Jalen Stone along with a host of Collins defenders. Zach Stucker on that play as well, as is Zach Smith.
Zach Smith really played well here.
Played really well. That'll go for a four-yard loss back to the 35-yard line.
Just kind of went to the well once too many times right there.
You know, Jalen Stone's a name we haven't said a whole lot tonight. Played really well the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Motion from White from right to left. Stands up, quickly throws it out the left side, and he's hit. And we'll get maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. That's Dylan Fox on the catch. Bring up third and about 10.
Another big play here by the defense. Try to get the ball back once again.
Say forward momentum stopped at the 40-yard line, so it'll be third and nine. Leland Carwell going to check in. Brandon Webb checking out. Third and nine. Big play for this Titan defense. White goes in motion. Fakes a handoff. Stone chasing the quarterback, still chasing him. And he'll complete the pass, but he's short of the first down. Bryce Williams catches it at the 47-yard line. We'll bring up fourth and two, Scott. You're the Eastern coaching staff. The way your defense has played, do you punt this football?
I say you punt it. Man, it looks make like Collins go the length of the field.
Looks like he's going to agree with you. Bo Cox, the punter, out on the field.
Of course, we've seen some onside kicks, so you might want to, I'd play this punt safe.
Got nobody back deep. Now the two guys are heading that direction. Hawk and Maggard. Maggard, the deep guy, back just inside his 20. Hawk a little shallower at the 30. Ball is punted to the right side, and Hawk was going, fumbled again. Ball on the ground, retrieved by Maggard at the 10-yard line.
I'll tell you what, Peyton's had some really struggles with ball security here tonight.
So instead of catching that ball at about the 25-yard line, goes through his hands, and thankfully Dalton Maggard there to jump on it, but will push Collins all the way back to the 12-yard line to start this possession.
Try something different, stand up here. Change the momentum here.
Still plenty of time to go in this one. 1:26 to go in the third quarter.
This third quarter's like it's lasted 8 hours. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
You're a good thing if you're a Titan because we haven't
down
scored.
Two scores, you're right. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes. Reverse to Connor White, trying to cut it to the outside. Now stops, cuts it back in the middle of the field. Still on the move, runs through a tackle, gets it up over the 20 to 22-yard line. Good run, strong run by Connor White.
I wouldn't mind seeing maybe play him play a little tailback. It's a beautiful night out here tonight, really. The sun's went down. It's very comfortable. They're just real comfortable in this booth. You getting ready to rain out there?
First and 10, Titans. Lucas in the shotgun. Screen pass out to White. Trying to make a man miss. Cuts inside. Slung down close to the 30-yard line. So back-to-back plays as the wind does kick up out here quite a bit. 38 seconds to go here in the quarter. 6-yard gain on that last little screen pass to the left side. Lucas will go. Empty backfield. Three receivers to his right, two to the left. JR takes a snap, drifts straight back, looking deep down the middle of the field, looking for Maggard, and will be picked off again. Once again, Phillip Ellis with another interception. That's the third pick here of the third quarter, fifth of the game for Lucas.
A lot of scurrying out here. I think it's getting ready to rain.
Well, Eastern will take over with 10 seconds to go in the quarter at the 43-yard line of Collins. Berger leads the offense back out. We'll see if the defense can hold once again. Berger turns. And he'll fake a handoff and run it himself this time straight up the middle of the field. They're pushing the pile forward. And he'll get close to 10 yards past midfield. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter, and Eastern stays in control of this one. Collins can't get anything going offensively. Eastern leads it 35-21 at the end of three quarters of play. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.